we all got on the bus about 5:30 this morning to come down here just to be here to let them know how we felt about the maps and about the judicial district.
Have you come to the legislature before? I mean, what really got you motivated?
Well, I came last year because, you know, with the whole thing happening with the elections, I really felt like redistricting. And when I saw it, when I moved to North Carolina, how the districts were set up and how irregular the borders were, I thought, this is wrong. So I came down initially when they had the redistricting bill that was being introduced by the Republican, I think Chuck McGrady, to show support for new redistricting. And then when this one came up, all through Democracy North Carolina, it's about how the courts were going to be redistricted this time around through the legislature. I just felt I needed to come down and show that I didn't want that to happen. So that's the other reason I came down.
And how many people did you come with?
I think our bus held at least 40 people.
40 people, okay. And that was through Democracy NC?
Right, and I think NAACP also supported. I heard about it. I went to an NAACP meeting, and they encouraged it as well. So.
Okay. And you were able to meet with some of your lawmakers this afternoon, I understand?
Yeah.
Who did you meet with?
Terry Van Dyne and also Brian Turner and John Eva were all here.
Okay, all the Buncombe County representatives. Susan Fisher, by any chance?
She wasn't here, and some other people who were from Buncombe County, but they also had residences in other parts of Western North Carolina. They were on the bus as well. So I met with those legislators, but I'm not really sure who they were.
And was that productive, do you think?
I think it was really productive, just number one, so that they knew we were concerned about this, and also some people talked about other issues. And actually, when Terry Van Dyne came in, I don't know if you heard this, but the Senate adjourned without acting on the constitutional amendment that wanted the terms for the judges to be decreased to, I think, 2 or 3 years. So that was a really good sign. And she said that probably wouldn't have happened unless they had the turnout that they did here in Raleigh.
What was the experience like for you overall, do you think?
It was very energizing. In some ways, it was a little discouraging to hear how difficult it is to get things out of so that they could be voted on and the politics behind that. But it's encouraging that when we came down here, it seemed to make a difference. So I'd do it again for sure. And I really love our legislators up in Buncombe County. They're very receptive to what we are saying, and they seem to be knowledgeable on the topic. So that's also encouraging.
Okay, well, I think those are my questions. Is there anything else you want to say about it?
No, except thank you for talking to me, and I hope that was helpful. You know, the key is to get involved, and once you get involved and you understand all the complexities and intricacies of the whole system and what it takes to pass a bill here, how really important it is, because it almost seems like an uphill battle on some issues to get some things through, and you just have to be really diligent about it and persistent, and it does make a difference.